In this painting, David Hockney captures Japan's famous Mount Fuji using washes of deep blue color. A vase of delicate paperwhite blossoms stands in the foreground. Curator Ian Altavere.
What I find fascinating about this picture is the technique with which it's made. There's wonderful tension between the very detailed bamboo vase and paper whites, and it sits against this wonderful watery view of the famous mountain.
Hockney achieved the field of blue using a technique borrowed from the 1950s American abstract painter, Helen Frankenthaler.
Frankenthaler pioneered this so-called stain technique with acrylic paint by watering it down with water and a little bit of dishwasher soap, essentially. This watered-down medium soaks all the way into the canvas. And so rather than a layer of paint, you just see this kind of atmospheric blueness.
Hockney painted this after his first visit to Japan in 1972.
He had thought that he would discover in Japan a beautiful country with idyllic nature and wonderful balance. But he talks about being rather disappointed instead by a landscape that was very industrialized already at that point in the early 70s, and a country indeed that he even called ugly at times.
As beautiful as this painting may appear, it's actually a fantasy. Hockney never even saw Mount Fuji, which was obscured by clouds during his visit. Instead, when he got home, he used a postcard image of the mountain as inspiration to create his take on a centuries-old subject.
For Hockney, picture-making is, in a way, always an imaginary practice. So there's never any mistake that you're looking at a real scene. There's always a nod to the artifice of what it means to make a picture in paint.